just about 4:30 in the morning. I woke up a few minutes ago. I couldn't get to sleep, so I took a sleep aid, took a sleeping pill. And I think it's worn off, but I'm a little drowsy. But I was sitting there, laying here in bed. It's dark outside still. And I was thinking, I've been having some weird dreams. And a couple, you know, the thing that's going through my mind is, I suppose for the last two and a half years, we didn't have any sex in our marriage. It's hard, well, she wanted to have sex, but it's hard to have sex when somebody's always scaring you and bullying you. And then I remember sometimes, after one of her tirades, you know, in the middle of the night, she would act as though, you know, she wanted to have a little something-something. And a couple of times I accommodated her just because I thought it was my responsibility as a married person. But it's hard to, I want to be with somebody who will fly off the handle in a minute's notice. And then after, you know, calms down, expects to be intimate. But like I say, I'd say, you know, maybe 8 to 10 times I probably just accommodated her. Fortunately for me, I'm still in control of my faculties, if you know what I mean. Although I don't know how much longer that's going to last. I'm getting older. But anyway, as hard as it is for me to believe, and maybe hard for you, some of you to believe, I did not cheat on my wife, although I certainly had the opportunity to. And I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't want to. And I thought about it, but never followed through all the way. Because in the end, you know, I don't know. Frankly, I still can't remember why I didn't cheat on her. As far as I'm concerned, she broke her wedding vows a long time ago with all this lying and abusive behavior. I remember one time after a particular fight, during which she had thrown something, not at me, but had thrown it and was having a tirade, and I had capitulated and had agreed to give in and say, you know, no problem, I'll do it, whatever. And then it took about an hour for me to give in. But I just didn't want to argue, you know. About 8:30, I guess. Around 11:30, we were in bed, and she kind of put her hand over, and I said, no, I don't really feel like it. And she said, oh, so now you're punishing me. And it just cracked me up, the role reversal. You know, I think some women think that guys are like that. You know, no matter how much argument you have, you can still do a little something-something. Maybe when I was about 20 years ago, when I was just a baby, as it were, that probably would have been the case. I'm not sure. But I'm older now. It's a little bit different, you know? And my nose has stopped up really badly. I don't know why. Must be this new place. I got the fan going. Maybe that's I don't know. This may be a silly thing. Maybe it's a guy thing. But I just got my brand new bed. And I was just thinking, I wasn't thinking it directly, but it crossed my mind. I wonder who the first person, if I may be so bold, you know, how can I say it lightly? Well, you know, I'll boink on this bed. I know it sounds crazy, but it just crossed my mind. I don't know why. I think it's a guy thing. Or maybe it's a Mark thing. But it doesn't really matter. But anyway, when I had that thought, I just thought, well, I'm trying to think of the last time I really wanted to have sex. I mean, really? I mean, there are women I like and everything, and like I say, I'm no Casanova, but With very few fleeting moments. I mean, fleeting moments. I mean, moments that last less than a minute. You know, I just, that drive, that urge, that even that desire is gone, and I'm hoping that passes.
Hope it don't mean I'm gay.
No, I know I'm not gay. I'm just kidding. But I just don't know what happened to that libido I used to have. And as I was feeling normal, I think I said to you in the last episode how I'm starting to feel normal. So maybe that'll come back. But I had to, for the last 2 years, two and a half years, I really suppressed that. Because, it wasn't long into our marriage that she started trying to use sex as a, it sounds silly, sex as a weapon. Believe me, she's way too old to be pulling that crap. Word to you women out there, if you, once you pass a certain age, say about 50, unless you're looking perfect, I wouldn't try it. Okay, just don't do that. Especially when your husband's 10 years younger than you or more. It's just a bad idea to be using. I don't think anybody should use sex as a weapon, and that includes men. Like I said, that's why I accommodated her several times, just to make her happy, if you know what I mean. But it certainly brought me no thrills, that's for doggone sure. So again, aside from a few fleeting moments, and the thought of having sex with somebody, and I'm not just talking sex, like just, blinking somebody and then walking away. But the thought of being that close to somebody makes me almost nauseous, because I know what goes along with that, the intimacy. And I think right now I just don't want to be responsible to any woman to have to answer to anybody. So it's an uncomfortable area. It's almost gotten to the point. I just don't want to do it. I just don't want to do it. I'm hoping in time that'll change, maybe. On the other hand, looking at the sum total of my life, things didn't get complicated until I began having sex. So, maybe this is the time. God knows I've gone years without it before. But, I'll tell you another secret. Up until recently, the last 5 years or so, I always had backup. Always had one or two friends, if you know what I mean. I don't mean hookers either. I mean one or two friends, how you say this? Friends with privileges. And I used to call it the coalition, But not that I always availed myself of it. I'm just saying it was always there. But I've let that coalition wane. I've let it go. I don't want it anymore. I don't know. There are times when I think if I never had sex again, it'd be all right. Maybe I'm just shell shock. Maybe it's battle fatigue. I don't know. But that's the way it is right now. So there's a secret, and I don't know if it's a good one or a bad one, but it's the truth. It's a hard thing to talk about, but maybe this is the result of, and I hate to use the word trauma, but maybe this is the result of 3 years of walking on eggshells. So we'll see. Anyway, so I'll talk to you later. I'm going to try and get some more sleep. Okay, take care. Have a good day. Bye-bye.